On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Rachel?
Good, it's nice to hear from you. What's happening in Tinseltown? How's Hollywood holding up?
It's good. I'm back in LA, adjusting to life here. I was in the same room as Michelle Pfeiffer and Angelina Jolie earlier this week. That was very exciting.
That's very exciting. I'm jealous, actually. That would be a very cool room to be in.
Yeah, I was asking them about their favourite villainous performances, because they've got this new Maleficent sequel coming up. I don't know if anyone was screaming out for a Maleficent 2, but we have one.
All right.
the big talking point this week in movies, and it's a film that came out yesterday in New Zealand, is Joker.
I thought this might be what we would talk about.
Yeah, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I have seen some interesting reviews of it.
Yeah, it's generating a lot of discussion. You could even maybe say it's the most talked about movie of the year. A lot of people getting quite worked up about it. Other people saying, don't get so worked up about it. And then the first people saying, no, we should get worked up about this. It's an interesting film. I don't know if it 100% works. I actually got to see this a few months ago. I did a long lead interview with Joaquin Phoenix. I did two interviews, one with Joaquin and one with the director, Todd Phillips, and it was the first time that each talked to a journalist who'd seen the film.
Wow.
So they were still getting their head around it then. But since then, there's been a lot of concern expressed that this film is encouraging the wrong kinds of people, because it's about, an isolated, disturbed man who retaliates against the world. And what I liked about this film is Joaquin's performance. That is the most undeniably captivating aspect of it. He contorts his body in all sorts of weird ways. He's playing a very dark character. It's a very dark film. Well, I also like the fact that this film borrowed all its aesthetics from the New York films of Martin Scorsese, the kind of 70s and 80s ones, like King of Comedy and Taxi Driver. The issue I had with this film is that it's kind of an empty vessel. It's
right.
An interesting container with an interesting performance, but it kind of has nothing to say.
Mm.
And so I think that's what's led to all this speculation and concern about it, because it's so kind of hollow in its point of view that you're kind of left with the main protagonist, who's not a good person to be relating to because he does awful things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why people are worried about it. And I got to admit, when I watched it, I was like, ugh.
Don't know how I feel.
I'm not for censorship of any form. But in this day and age, people read a lot of things into a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard for me to see the grosser elements of the internet who make themselves known on a daily basis on Twitter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They hold up all the wrong things. It's not difficult for me to imagine the wrong kind of person embracing this and taking the wrong message from it.
Which might sound
a little bit histrionic or pearl clutching, but I just can't deny I felt that way.
I think most of the stuff I've seen about this is exactly what you just said. Like, the performance is amazing, but what are we sort of really doing platforming this story, I guess? But also, I just read an article yesterday that apparently in New York they're going to be employing undercover cops in some movie theaters when this opens this weekend. What world do we live in where that is a thing where they're like, oh, we should probably think about this? If that's going to be a level to your movie, maybe you need to be wondering why you're making it, you know?
Yeah, well, the director kind of hasn't done the film a huge amount of favors by complaining about wokeness and cancel culture ruining comedy, which obviously isn't the case. There's lots of great comedies. This is the guy who made The Hangover Trilogy and Road Trip and Due Date. He was mainly known for kind of abrasive comedies before this.
Right.
I think people have latched on to his statement a little bit. intensely. But the talking point now is that because everyone's expressing the kind of concerns that I just expressed,
mm-hmm.
now people are saying, well, if it wasn't going to happen before, now it is going to happen because everyone's speculating that something bad might happen. So it's this kind of snowball effect.
Mm.
I don't know what the solution is. I definitely wouldn't say that this film shouldn't have been made or anything like that. I mean, I think it's interesting. It's an interesting take on a comic book character. There's never been a comic book movie quite like this. And so just its uniqueness kind of makes it interesting. But as I said, films have a point of view, and it's people do derive meaning from them. And this film's sort of hollowness gives mm-hmm. it means you can kind of almost assign your own point of view to it. And so, yeah, there is undercover cops in New York. You wonder if the concern about violence happening at the screenings is born out of the speculation about concern. But also at the same time, you know, when Dark Knight Rises came out, a guy went in and shot up the cinema. And there's something about, you know, vigilantism and the Batman character and
mm-hmm.
our I don't know. God, it opens up. It's opening a huge can of worms that I don't have the solution to. But it's definitely an interesting time in cinema.
It certainly is. Well, that is very interesting to hear thoughts on that one. Is there anything else we should be looking out for this weekend? Or just sort of think about the Joker?
Yeah, that's the main release.
All right.
Keep your wits about you. Watch out for those angry incels. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the situation is here. Joaquin's amazing, I'll tell you that much.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's lovely to hear from you again, Fabian, and we'll speak to you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Sure, talk to you then.
Bye. Yes,
bye, you too.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly have.